Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
You know, when I first got started drinking wine seriously, 40 years or so ago, really the first one that I stumbled across that made me go, wow, there's something to this, was a white Cabernet Sauvignon, a Cabernet Blanc, produced by Sterling Vineyards.
I've never heard of such a thing.
And, you know, there's actually a history of making white wines from traditional red grapes.
Yeah, they do it with champagne, definitely. But I had a chance to taste three, hold on to your seats, folks, three white Pinot Noirs. And Pinot Noir, it's the big grape in champagne. But I was really very interested to see what happens if you make a still table wine out of that. And it was an adventure.
Well, lead me on, Alan.
Okay.
Lead me on.
Interestingly, two of these were from Germany, which was interesting.
That doesn't surprise me, actually.
When you think about it, it does make sense. The first was a Karl Erhard Blanc de Noir Trocken. This is from the Rüdesheim area in Rheingau. Excruciatingly dry.
Really?
Yeah. It had no fruit.
Did it have any charm left?
Just enough to say if I had it with oysters or something, I'd probably like it.
Wow. Never heard of a Pinot Noir that would go with oysters.
But
that's
this is white Pinot Noir.
I know.
So extremely dry. I didn't much care for it, but I have to report on it.
Okay.
To give us a starting point.
Okay.
Now, I tasted one from California. It's called Balo Pinot Noir Blanc from the Anderson Valley, where they certainly do make a lot of Pinot Noir.
They sure do.
And this really kicked it up a whole notch. Although it's rather pricey, this was a pretty nice wine. There was more richness to it. There was a good bit of fruit here. It was lemon-lime flavors with a touch of mineral. And although it was a bit austere, there's still enough richness of flavor to make it really work well with food.
Interesting.
And I thought some of the richer shellfish, like scallops, maybe mussels, and a rich sauce would be good. Also, I thought I actually had it with grilled shrimp, and it worked perfectly well. So that was very nice. But there was a winner. Write this one down, folks, because this was sensational. It's also from Germany. It's Paul Anheuser, Blanc de Noir. Notice they're using the French term in all these. From the Nahe.
Okay.
Excuse me? Nahe region.
That's right. That's N-A-H-E, folks.
It's hard to pronounce. Convincingly. From 2017. $17 for this wine and worth every penny. The nearest analogy I can think of is off-dry Vouvray.
Really?
Yeah, and it had that same combination of things like minerals, pear fruit, honey going on, soft texture, but a good balancing acidity.
Yeah, I was going to say that's the key.
Yeah, and it was just amazing. I was tasting things like Meyer lemons, underripe yellow pears, tangerine, maybe a touch of quinine
from Pinot Noir.
And it was just a fabulous wine. And as I was tasting, I thought, here's what I was craving. Tomato sauce.
Wow. Okay.
I was craving tomato sauce.
Learned something
and
every
I
day.
Think it would have worked really well with tomato sauce.
I have to pick one of these up.
Yeah, it's really worth looking into. I think at $17 this is a good buy. And it's an impressive wine, regardless of, you know, of its oddity.
Okay.
But I think these things are really, really fascinating, and people should really make an effort to try them out. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org, and people can go there and look under Programs and Features, scroll down to Cellar Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to, it'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.